Science and the Mystical Experience, Where Inner and Outer Worlds Meet. Grandmaster Julie Scott, SRC.
For millennia, mystical experiences, those deeply personal moments of profound insight, unity, or transcendence, have been described by mystics across traditions and cultures. Long viewed as subjective or unprovable, these states of consciousness are now gaining attention in the scientific community, which is uncovering measurable changes in the brain and body that align closely with Rosicrucian teachings on spiritual development and the nature of reality. Modern science is now validating what Rosicrucians have long practiced, that mystical experiences reflect real, measurable changes in consciousness and can lead to lasting transformation. Through meditation, attunement, and self-discipline, Rosicrucians seek union with the divine, not as a metaphor, but as an actual vibratory experience of divine interconnectedness. Mysticism is no longer otherworldly. It is being recognized as a legitimate dimension of human consciousness, one that is now supported by science and cultivated by Rosicrucian tradition. Here are just a few examples. Brain states and the default mode network. Modern neuroscience has shown that deep meditation and altered states of consciousness deactivate the default mode network, responsible for our sense of ego and personal narrative. In mystical experiences, this reduction of self-referential thinking allows a feeling of union with all life, a concept long emphasized in Rosicrucian philosophy as part of achieving cosmic consciousness. A Rosicrucian lesson states, "The ego must be quieted so the inner self may rise into conscious awareness and attune with the divine." Gamma waves and transcendent states. Research has found that advanced meditators produce high levels of gamma brain waves during meditation. These frequencies are associated with unity, compassion, and insight. In the Rosicrucian teachings, this reflects the vibrational harmony that occurs when one attunes to higher planes of the cosmic. A Rosicrucian lesson states, "When cosmic contact is made, the entire being vibrates at a frequency harmonized with spiritual octaves, producing a state of attunement." Heart-brain coherence and emotional mysticism. Researchers have documented that positive emotional states like awe, gratitude, and love lead to heart-brain coherence, supporting deeper perception and emotional intelligence. Rosicrucians describe the heart as the seat of the soul's expression and a vital psychic center where spiritual consciousness can be awakened. A Rosicrucian lesson states, "The heart center acts as a conduit for the soul's vibratory expression, essential in higher spiritual attunement." The field and the unified source. Quantum physicists like John Hagelin, PhD, describe a unified field, a source of all laws of nature, which is self-aware and unbounded. This echoes Rosicrucian descriptions of actuality, the noumenal realm from which all material creation arises. Rosicrucians teach that we can access this field through meditation, intoning vowel sounds, ritual, and other techniques. A Rosicrucian lesson states, the noumenal world, or divine actuality, is the spiritual essence behind all phenomena, a field of pure potential, accessible through the soul's higher faculties. While science may never fully capture the depth and meaning of mystical experiences, it is increasingly able to observe, measure, and support what mystics have long taught: that states of expanded awareness are real, transformative, and rooted in deeper aspects of our human nature. Mystical experience is not just the domain of monks or sages. It is a natural capacity of consciousness, waiting to be awakened. And now, science is beginning to agree. In this issue of the Rosicrucian Digest, we explore science and the mystical experience, where inner and outer worlds meet.